Goldie, 650 CL, some breakfast BS&T there. It's 7:51, 9 ahead of 8 o'clock. I'm Jerry O'Day, Aaron Davis, producer Mike, Michelle McDermott, and Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, has opened worldwide today.
The dark side of the Force is a pathway to many abilities some consider to be unnatural.
Is it possible to learn this power?
Not from a Jedi.
You're under arrest, Chancellor.
Are you threatening me, Master Jedi?
Wow.
Yeah, now this is good news, of course, for Star Wars fans, but it's not good news for bosses across North America because thousands of people will be calling in sick today.
So far, I haven't had that happen yet.
Well,
but it's going
I feel a little something coming on, actually, Jerry.
Okay.
It's been estimated that Star Wars-related absenteeism will cost the American economy $627 million in lost wages today alone.
Staggering.
So in Boston, tech company Miller Systems has advised clients ahead of time the office will be closed today. Company founder Seth Miller has decided if you can't beat him, join him. He's going to the movies with his staff.
It's a good opportunity to do some team building more than anything. I think we've got enough Star Wars fans that we'd probably have some people looking for the day off anyway. And this actually has been a tradition for us. We actually took the day off for Episode 1 back in 99 and then again in Episode 2 in 2002. And it's just been great. You know, the employees have really enjoyed going out to the movies and, you know, going out together and doing something fun in a work day. We take our work pretty seriously, and it's not something that we do trivially. And, in fact, it's just these three times that we'll have taken this kind of an excursion during a work day. But I myself am a big Star Wars fan, and I think it's great for everybody to get out and bond together a little bit.
Every single Jedi is now an enemy of the Republic. What must be done? Do not hesitate. Show no mercy.
Revenge of the Sith opened up at midnight here in Vancouver. There were lineups last night here at Silver City, just up the road from here. Thumbs up from everybody, from the critics. Most of them are liking it. There's a couple in town that weren't so crazy about it, but you make up your mind. If you're a sci-fi fan, you will certainly want to go out and see the flick.
Yeah, and if you want, how about if I meet you at the 9 o'clock show?
You probably could sneak right out just after we talk about it again in an hour from now, because we have more showbiz news coming up for you about 10 to 9. It's 7:53, as probably a little less traffic.